Big River Steel is here.
Applause erupted after that announcement from Mississippi County Judge Randy Carney. Hundreds of dignitaries, including state and local officials, joined investors, contractors, vendors, and supporters during a groundbreaking of the Big River Steel plant in Osceola. Mayor Dickie Kennemore told the crowd the process started back in 2012 when he took CEO John Carenti to the current site of Big River Steel. Kennemore says it's been a long process.
I've been working towards something like this, but I never expected it.
Kennemore says the project is crucial to be able to help the county get out of double-digit unemployment and provide a better quality of life for citizens in the area. He says the county's been economically depressed for many years.
We went through some depression times when we lost an air base and textiles and shoe factories, but we pulled ourselves up by our bootstraps. We passed our own sales tax, and that way we were able to help to offer incentives to this project.
Kennemore says he's thankful for John Carenti's decision to place the $1.2 billion steel mill near Osceola.
This is just the beginning, and it's not just his workers and his workers' families, but it's also the service industries that we're already working with several, and we expect an announcement real soon of three or four more service industries. So for generations to come, John Carenti will have changed the demographics, the economy, and the quality of life and every aspect of our lives here. And we are so indebted and so grateful to him.
CEO of Big River Steel, John Carenti, says the location of a steel mill near Osceola was a no-brainer.
You can't beat it for putting a steel mill. You got the Big Muddy, Mississippi River, on our east border, and on our west border, you got the Burlington Northern Railroad, Entergy's main transmission line, and I-55. Perfect. Perfect place to put a steel mill.
He asked for support of the many people that were in attendance and vaguely mentioned the federal lawsuit that's been filed against them by Nucor Steel and Blavel as, quote, legal shenanigans. Nucor is wanting to stop the project, accusing the company of violating the Clean Air Act. He says Big River Steel will work to the highest standards.
We're going to provide the right tools and equipment, train these rural Arkansans properly, and then keep the unions and management the heck out of their way so they can make a lot of steel and make a lot of money.
Governor Mike Beebe also spoke to the crowd and stated that Mississippi County is now known as one of the top steel-producing areas in the world. He says it's a great sign for those who live and work in the county, because the area is moving out of the classification as being one of the most economically depressed in the state and the region.
If you can think about a county that suffered perhaps exponentially more than virtually any other county in unemployment, in lost productivity, in major organizations leaving, and then look at that same county picking themselves up by the bootstraps.
Big River Steel will employ 2,000 temporary construction workers that will build the facility in 20 months, and also employ 500 workers that will make at least $75,000 annually while working at the facility when it's up and running. In Jonesboro, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.